Welcome to the How I Scaled Service podcast. I'm Caitlin Stremple, founder and CEO of Rising Ranks Digital. We help service-based businesses get to the top of their industry by getting found online. We believe that you have a message that someone needs to hear, and that message can impact the world. Are you interested in becoming our next podcast guest? Stick around to the end and we'll tell you how you can do just that. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to How I Scale Service Podcast. I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and today we will be chatting with Joe Sequitz. Welcome, Joe.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. Let's start off by telling the listeners who you are, the name of your business, and where you're located.
Sure thing. My name is Joe Sequitz. I am the CEO of IntelliFluence, which is a large SaaS platform for influencer marketing. We are located in a suburb of Phoenix, Arizona.
Nice. So I'm sure it's really hot right now there.
It is. But you know what? It's not like the Pacific Northwest where they're not used to it, but we really are. So it's just another day at the office for us.
And how did you come up with the name of your business?
By mashing a couple words together. No, seriously. we thought about it. And we're like, well, what do we want to be? Well, we want to be an intelligent solution and it needs to be in an influence. So that's really how it came about. We looked at a couple different brand names and it's the one that just resonated the most. We've looked at a lot of brands in the past. This is not my first company. So I had a little bit of experience from it. And we recognize that it just needs to be something that people can look at and not feel it's, off the rails for what you're doing.
I like it. So it's IntelliFluence. Is that how you
IntelliFluence.
Say it? IntelliFluence. Got it. Awesome. So yeah, I like how you merge that because it's like you're intelligent, you can influence, all that good stuff. So Joe, what is your backend story? How did you get into this industry? And was it by mistake or was it out of necessity?
That's a great question. I'd say it's a bit of both. So my background was actually in organic search marketing. I started that in the late 90s. I was working with a doctor at the time while I was still in college. He wanted to sell this new drug online called Viagra. I'm like, what's this? So I went from there into some other competitive industries, grew an agency over time. After that agency concluded back in 2013, I worked a little bit at CopyPress, helping them build their sales and marketing, where I was recruited by the Cameron family out of Hollywood. You know, the guys that did Avatar, Terminator, real tiny films like that. They had a crazy idea. Let me show this here. So they had an idea to have a cell phone that you could vape. That's the strangest thing I had ever heard of, but I thought, okay, you know, let's see where this thing goes. What I recognized fairly early on is you can't do AdWords for something like that. You can't do Facebook ads. I got all the way up to talking to the general counsel at Facebook and they're like, nope, not going to happen. So at that point, the only way I can really get any sort of momentum was getting the product in the hands of other people that were using similar products, influencers. I didn't really know it at the time, but that's what it was. And I kept running into a struggle where I would have to go through certain talent agencies and they'd want, 20%, they want giant monthly minimums. I'm like, you know what? I'm a software guy. I should be building my own thing. So it was a little bit of a mistake and accident, but at the same time, I felt like this needed to exist. So we started focusing on the people no one else was focusing on, really small nano influencers, really small brands. And from that and just building up trust, we've been able to layer up over time. So that was 5 years ago now, next month. Now we're able to handle large brands, small brands, big influencers, small influencers, and having a blast doing it.
And that's great because it's like the experiences that you learned previously helped you get to where you are because you learned a lot along the way, you perfected things, and then you just build things out that catered for who your clientele is.
Exactly. Yeah, it's rather serendipitous. You know, you never know what little experience nugget you're picking up along the way is going to be useful years down the road. And thankfully, a lot has come back.
That's so great because it's like the saying, like, you know, history never loses. It always repeats itself. It may be gone for a period, but then it comes back like in a new rebrand.
Exactly. It totally does.
So what is your mission? And would you say your mission for your business is tied to your passion?
That's a good question. I'd say our mission is to democratize influence. And what I mean by that is there's just a lot of restrictions out there where people feel they have to be at a certain level. They feel that they need to be doing certain types of activities. What I'm trying to do is break down a lot of those barriers so everyone could potentially be an influencer for potentially anyone else on any type of product service. It is a passion of mine, but it's one with a really long roadmap because I recognize just like Microsoft saying, hey, I want to have a computer on every desk. That took a long time to actually accomplish. So I'm looking at how can I get everyone in the world to be an influencer, whether or not they realize it. And it's going to take some years.
But the most important thing is that you're starting now and you're building that momentum, because if you have a dream and you're not pursuing it, then is it really a dream?
Then it's just something written down in a notebook at that point.
Yes. So, you know, whenever we see people who are CEOs, they're business moguls, and they're all these incredible things, people see them on a pedestal, but they fail to realize that they did have obstacles and failures along the way. So I want you to walk us through either an obstacle or failure that you've had to overcome that gave you the incredible success that you have today.
Sure. Well, I mean, for one thing, IntelliFluence wouldn't exist had I not failed at the old agency. You know, we grew up to 50 people. We were doing $10 million a year in revenue, but the Penguin algorithm wiped us out. April 24th, 2012, it shifted everything. We went from making $50,000 a day to losing money every day. And that was just a mind-blowingly bad experience. But it taught us so much. It taught us about, you know, the variable costs. It taught us a lot about how we structured and how we put all our eggs in one basket and how to never do that again. So a lot of those lessons and they were very hard lessons to learn. They carry us now because I'm able to help guide our path as we're growing with an eye and understanding of we're not going to do that again. We're not going to make these following mistakes. Even when we launched IntelliFluence, though, that our very first version, we built the wrong product. We built what we thought brands might want and then recognized very, very quickly from the feedback that, nope, not going to pay for something like this. So we had to keep iterating and iterating until we were building something that they wanted, not just what we wanted. So, you know, don't let the obstacles hold you back. They're just another opportunity to improve.
Beautiful. And the reason why I asked that question, Joe, is because I want people to see that in business, we're going to face obstacles. We're going to have failures, but it's the lesson that we learn from those obstacles as well as failures that give us the success that we have today. So now talk about a success story that you have that you use as your personal testimony or your business testimony that through grit, through resilience, all of these things can be achieved if you keep hope, if you persevere, and you stay determined.
Absolutely. So last year or so, we became the largest of our type of warm contact influencer network. What that means is that everyone that's in our system physically signed up to do so. What's hard about that is it requires a daily grind of just chicken and eggs. Every marketplace out there is a chicken and egg solution. You're trying to find brands. You're trying to find influencers. Just layer one person at a time. It was just a culmination of this trying to build a snowball. And at first, it doesn't seem like anything's happening. But just continuing to show up every day and just put in that time and effort, we became the largest. It was just a matter of putting in years and years of work. That's really the success of it is, there's no magic solution to that. I mean, were we any smarter than anyone else? Maybe, I don't know. But did we have a better solution? Maybe, I don't know. It was just a matter that we were willing to keep going. And that made all the difference.
And is your current business structure comprised of family or friend? Or do you have people that you don't know that you became friends over time after you vetted them? Or what's your structure like?
In terms of clients or employees?
Well, in terms of employees and or clients.
Oh, that's okay. So on employees, a lot of them worked with me in a previous venture. So, you know, there was a comfort level that we had built relationships. We knew what to expect of each other. You know, is he a good boss or bad boss? It's more along the lines of, well, we know Joe is the devil, we know. So it might have worked that way. In terms of clients, I mean, so we have over 18,000 brands now. I don't know all of them. I certainly knew the very early ones, because the very first ones we got were by just knocking on a lot of doors of people that we already knew and saying, hey, please try this product. If you'd like it, please pay us. And that allows you to build a little bit of a momentum to the point where they're referring people that are sort of secondary in your network. You might think like LinkedIn, right? So if your first connections, they're the second connections. And now we're at that third connection phase where people are signing up that we don't have any affiliation with, but we're very happy to work closely with and try to help them grow and become friends over time if possible.
That's great, because I find out that people do business with people that they like, they trust, and they know. And sometimes they may not necessarily understand your product, but if they feel that you're a good person, they're like, I'm going to give this person a shot because they're fun, they're witty, they're smart, and you know, I'm just going to roll with it. And that's why I asked that question, because it's so important that we build those key relationships, because it's those relationships that are going to help us over time with our business. Because if you have a banging product, and your product is, you know, ripping through the currents and all of that, you're going to hear about it. Someone is going to be talking about it. But if your product is bad, it's going to spread just as wildfire, yep, or even worse. So that's why it's so important that we know our brand, we're branded by association, and we don't lose ourselves in our brand, if that makes sense.
It does. And also recognize your first version of the brand or the product might not be good. So it's, you know, that it can spread, but if you go ahead and just allow yourself to accept that feedback, one of my favorite things to do is if someone has a bad experience and they are very detailed about why they did, and you can go and fix what they didn't like and go back to them, they could become your biggest evangelist, where they look and said, wow, you actually cared enough to build out what I thought was missing. I'm never leaving this product. So there, you can always spin that negative into a positive.
Yes, I love that you said that, because that is so true, Joe, because feedback is a gift. Like, you either take what somebody gives you and you work on it, or you take what they give you. And if it doesn't work, just put it in your back pocket for later until you have a problem that surfaces and you're like, yes, this is the solution. So I'm so grateful that person cared enough to give me that feedback.
Definitely.
So now, was there a specific turning point in your business, whether it was a marketing strategy, connections that you met along the way, or business decisions that took you from six figures to multiple six figures and higher?
I'd say the biggest change that moved us from that low six-figure level to now in the seven figures was probably when we layered on our own internal payments platform. And the reason we did wasn't to try to make more money. The reason we did was to cut out fraud, where in the early days, when you think about any marketplace, a buyer, you know, a brand might come and say, you know, I'll pay you when it's done. And then an influencer, you know, the creative might say, you pay me up front. In both cases, there were scenarios where people would not fulfill their arrangement. And so it left a bad taste in everyone's mouth. By kind of creating an internal process that held everyone accountable, we started seeing more transaction flow, and it sort of picked up. So by putting in that effort to, you know, clean everything up, we allowed ourselves to increase our revenue.
And then that was smart, because you were thinking, you know, further down the line, because cybersecurity is real and there's a lot of scammers and hackers out here, mm-hmm, trying to do a lot of fraudulent things. So it's kind of cool that you have everything kind of in one umbrella and one house. So Joe, now if you had to give some up and coming influencers some tips about going into business, being a successful entrepreneur or whatever, what would you say?
Now, I've written a book on this, so I'd say go buy the book. No, a lot of that material, you go to intellifluence.com/blog. You can read a lot of it for free. But some of the biggest tips for influencers that are trying to grow: focus on something. Find a niche and just focus. So one example I like to talk about is cosmetics, because a lot of people can kind of grasp that. So it's not just a matter of like, I'm going to be a cosmetics influencer. It might say, no, I'm going to be the person that focuses on eyebrows and not just anything. I'm going to do like eyebrow contouring. There's not too many influencers that really hyper-focus like that. But if you can grasp something like that and you could really dive in, become the expert, you will be sought out specifically by brands that recognize if they're doing anything tangential to your market, they say, I want that person because I know that they have an expertise in this field. So just by focusing and then being willing to collaborate with other influencers, don't view them so competitively. View it in terms of like, how could I help their audience grow? Because I'm going to end up helping my audience grow. It just becomes cyclical like that. So focus and then work with others.
Okay, beautiful. Focus and work with others. Okay, so I like that. Know what your target is. Zero in on that. Niche down. And then work with others, because when you collaborate, things can, you know, move a lot faster. So they say, if you want to go far, go alone. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to go further, go together. Or is it something like that?
Yeah, it's very close. It's like, if you want to go fast, go alone.
So, yeah.
If you want to go far, go together. And I love that saying.
And one quick wild card question. So I see behind you, you kind of have a little image. It looks like you, kind of like Uncle Sam. So what's the reasoning behind Obey the Joe?
So my old design team, they know I'm good for a joke. So for whatever reason, they thought they'd take a whole bunch of like World War II propaganda and turn it into marketing stuff. So there's like somewhere else in the office, there's like the loose lips sink ships. And it was they turned it into like an SEO sort of thing. So it was kind of a funny thing. They did the Obey the Joe just to play a joke on me, but I loved it so much that I put it behind me.
Yeah, it caught my attention. So now, Joe, as we begin to wind down, I want you to tell the listeners the name of your business again, how they could connect with you on social media if they personally want to reach out to you and learn more about what you did to get started or anything like that. Share your email or your personal contact information.
Sure. So Joe Sinkwitz, IntelliFluence. If you look me up anywhere in Google, you're going to find me. I'm pretty heavy in LinkedIn, so definitely hit me up there. That's probably a great place to start. If you want any sort of like demo just to show our process, appointments.intellifluence.com. If you want to hit me up via email, joe@intellifluence.com. I do answer all my own email, which could be tedious. So it might take a little bit of time to get back to you. We get several hundred every couple hours, but feel free to reach out.
And I want you to go ahead, Joe, and spell your last name just so people could find you if they don't know.
Absolutely. SinkWitz.
Awesome. So there you have it, listeners of How I Scale Service podcast. You just heard Joe Sinkwitz with IntelliFluence. And he gave us some incredible tips on how he started his business. He talked about obstacles and failures that gave him the utmost success that he sees today. And he also talked about if you want to venture into business, you need to focus and you also need to do it with other people. So it's so important to collaborate. Any last words, Joe, before we sign out?
Just keep going. Just keep going.
Awesome. Once again, I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp. And until we chat next time, please stand by.
Caitlin here. Thank you so much for listening to the How I Scaled Service podcast. If you're a business owner who has successfully scaled their business to multiple six figures or more, and you would like to be on this program, visit risingranksdigital.com/apply. And if you got something out of this interview, I would love for you to share it with your network. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your social channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, make sure to tag them to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #HowIScaledService. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and truly mean a lot to my team and me. Want to stay in our world? Go to our website, risingranksdigital.com, or follow me on LinkedIn at Caitlin Strumpel, Facebook at Rising Ranks Digital, and Instagram at Caitlin Strumpel. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.